Okay, Parshas Achamois, there's a Ramban here on the Yudches Hey. It says, Ushmartem is Chokais and Shpata Sheyasa Yisimodo V'chaybehem Ani Hashem. Umedroshad Ramban says, V'chaybehem L'olam Haba. Him Tom Olam Haza, no, Valo Sofo, who mace. Him Kain Yasa She Yasa Yisim Ha'odom Gamal Chokaisai. V'day says, Ki Chaye Ha'odom B'mitzvahs Kifiach Hanasa Lehem. It says v'chay bohem, the person's permanent existence is through mitzvahs. He says the life comes with different levels, and the way in which he treated mitzvahs is the level at which he will live through them. Koyse mitzvah shaloy lishma se kabel pras. If a person does mitzvah shaloy lishma, and he does it because he wants to get rewarded, he wants people to say nice things about him, he wants to get money fit, so the reward is this worldly. So that's one madrega. A second madrega. V'chein, oyz Hashem is asking b'mitzvahs, almanas liskes behem la'olam haba, shena oivdim yira. Those who understand there's a world to come, and over there you get it only with mitzvahs, these people are called oivdim yira. Zeichen bechavenosn li nosa mishpatei rishoyim v'nashna tevton. So the zeicha to mitzvahs to olam haba in the way that they anticipated. Va'oyiske mitzvahs be'ava b'din ukeraui im iske olam hazek inyan aniske b'toyer parashe b'mechok koisai. This comes daishes botsa yiske olam hazek haim toyer kemining olam ulechay olam haba. Those people who are osek be'ava, which means they really want to do the mitzvahs, but they're osek in it in a combination. In other words, they both enjoy the olam hazeh and the olam haba of it, because Shmuel gives them in olam hazeh. And then he says, the people treat this world as if it's Bechal doesn't exist. It's as if they would not be physical beings. And all they care about is Kadosh Baruch Hu. They can live forever with their guf, because their guf itself was not an Olam Haba de Kaguf, an Olam Haza de Kaguf. The third category are people that they recognize in themselves a guf and a neshama. The guf is still is nene from minyan gufnim, the neshama is nene only from minyanim of neshama. So they have this split where the guf is going to be an olam, get the schar al haza, and the neshama olam haba. But a yon novi who's guf, and he didn't want olam haza at all, then the entire person goes up to shemayim. Gedum enu kabbalik meishabav meidoshim bechanoich of the olam haba im nutchias hameisim. So Ramban is adding a whole new dimension to our understanding of Schar Va'onesh. We also understand Schar Va'onesh as being one layer, one dimension, and so on. But that's wrong. We have the mitzvahs you do, and that certainly you get the schar for. But what world is real for you? What is the mitzvahs? What is it that a person gets for the mitzvahs? Depends very much on the person. It also helps understand how when Yaakov Avinu sold, bought Esav Olam Haba for Nezir Adashim, that it was a fair trade. Now let's give an example of how that could be. Imagine I have a ticket for a great concert. It goes for $500 a ticket. Imagine, obviously I can't sell it to anybody, except one person is left, doesn't have a ticket, wants a ticket. And he offers me a slice of pizza for it. Now, if I am a music lover, and I could go to the concert, so and it's worth to me $500, then I say to myself, wow, That's the craziest thing. I mean, this is a once in a lifetime performance, and for pizza slice, I mean, it's beyond ludicrous. Let's say I don't care at all about music. If the last time I was at a concert was my mother forced me to sit through it, and I swore I would never ever sit in a concert again. I don't like it. I hate it. I despise it. Or worse, I'm deaf. Now, and there's nobody else I can sell the ticket to, obviously. So a slice of pizza is definitely worth a lot more than the ticket. The ticket itself is worthless to me because sitting in a concert, you'd have to pay me to sit in the concert and not the other way around. And the slice of pizza was something. So what it is that we're trading in and what it is that we're earning really depends on our own value system, on our inherent value system. And therefore, the different gradations between Olam Haza and Olam Haba depends on who the person is, what he is, what his mahus is. It's interesting, the type of person that has both Torah Gdolah Makom Echad kind may not be the most noteworthy, because it might be because for him Olam Haza is still something, and as another person that couldn't care less about it and wants nothing of it, and he's kol kulo Olam Habadik person even when he's here. Okay, the next page we have the pasuk of about Gil Arayis, the parsha Gil Arayis of Arayis, and we have here a little bit of a pirush. Even though Arayis is a chok, like all chokim, we have somewhat of a pirush. First of all, is Ramban. Kol she epsol lishu galus erva. So in the Torah, the vast majority of Arayas of Ervas are relatives. Now, Tam is Arayas b'sher abas enforish. We don't have a reason listed. V'rava mor nevuchim, the Rama says, ki ulemai tamishgol, v'limu says, yisak menevot. It's to sort of tone down the nyanim of Ishus, and that the person not be into it, and the person do as little as he needs to do. So these women that the Torah asked, Hein Hamitsuyos Imoitamit. They're with him. These are his cousins and relatives. These are various relatives, not cousins, okay. The various relatives that he's around always, and therefore the Torah needs to clamp down. Kachbok would not ask only kevos. We know also call and toysim call shah, but instead those that are there steady and frequently, that's what they ask. Vizet tam cholosh ma'oid, she chayev akaz akarsa ilu bavur matzim lefamim. Umati shiyad nashim rabbis lemes halafim. He says it doesn't make sense. If the Torah wants us to have less relations with women, then you can marry 1,000 wives, no problem. But just because these are around frequently, that's what the Torah said. Strange. Umayazik imisas bita levada kimutel v'noach v'isas tachoyes yachav avinu. And if a person marries just his daughter, or only if two sisters like yachav avinu, v'in lodem nesurim agurim v'shasas bita levna gadol v'menu achil nachav v'yavoyt. Wouldn't it be best if he could marry his son to his daughter? Karasatayev v'rola shasitzorah. We don't have any clear mesoris. Al kefia svara yesh beinyan soid misoidas haytzira. There's something here that is a great soid. Davak benefesh. U'mechal soid ha'ibur shekarav ha'azan loy. So Rambam doesn't explain what it is. He says it's like soid ha'ibur, and he does not elaborate how it is like it. V'da. Now you give some explanation. Ki ha'mishgal Dover meruchok v'nimes v'teirah zoskim amin. The holding of Ishus is the Torah frowns upon, except for the need to have and to propagate humanity. V'ashalo yivol v'menu asa. So any type of relations that don't give birth to offspring is asa. V'chein ashenenu toiv b'kim esapad esatorah. Similarly, something which it's not good kids, it's not something, it creates problems, the Torah Asid. The Zetam al Kol Sher Psarei, Kasheri Her, Yachad Dovav Neasher. So all of our rayas fall in this category that the Torah did not, you know, the relationship with women that are close to you do not lead to good and healthy offspring, and therefore, since the whole tachlis of relations are for offspring, the Torah has said it. V'aloshin nigzah min anisha b'tzir v'anais v'shalayim. L'chein yoyma she'eira heina zima hi kloima. Einam nisum v'ishus, shlosiach. He's saying these are not, it's not a marriage. It's not, because it's so close, it's not a marriage, and what's about tzliach? Avli zima machshavas ta'yifat. So all it is ta'yifat, because listen, nothing's coming out of this marriage. It's because your brother and sister, whatever the children you have, is will be bad, and so on. So all that you're getting is a fulfillment of taiva. V'hinei ha'arayas m'chal ha'chukim dvarim shem gzeiras ha'melach. It says arayas needs to be understood in the context of gzeira. V'gzeiru adava oilal da'as ha'melach shu ha'chochem ha'negos ma'chusei. V'yadeh ha'tzorech v'talz v'mitzah sa'ish yitzavu bo. Lo yagir oysa la'am zulosi l'chach me'yotzav. So Rambanya defines the choik in a way that's, I think, different than the Rambam. Ramban over here defines choik as something which is chachma, almost unbeknownst to many, except for Yechidei Skula. The Rambam says, we saw last week, the Rambam says that there is no hachroz hadas. That's the way we understand chok. It's something which the human mind does not have any innate sense of it. The way we have, for instance, I can evaluate distance I have an innate sense. I can do a judgment call in many areas, not this in yet. That's where he learns it. And according to that understanding, Rambam, it's not probable that there are any wise or smart people that can do it. It's just something that is alien to human mind, that's that. But the way he's saying it over here is that it doesn't mention the fact that it's unknowable. He just says it's something that comes from his level of wisdom, and he only discloses it to a few chosen ones. So it may not be like Rambam. It sounds different than Rambam. I'm not sure 100%, but it does sound different. And this Indian over here, what is chayik? Okay, the next one over here is an Abarbanel that also talks about the Inya Varayas. Vinya Shenihu. There's also a bunch of things. Then he says the second one is Lisa Panam Midas Habayishas. There's something about Midas Habayishas. Mipnei. Ke yoyze amayse ben ashoyesh v'anav. Azus gdolu l'odom livolas ha'emos ha'bas. V'nesh al shoyesh v'nafshiv l'echnos ha'acha. So he says, chutzpah means that the proper relationship between shoresh and hemshech, mashpia and mushpa, are kept honest, are kept good. That a shoresh and that the progeny should have the audacity to live with the progenitor is a problem. It sort of goes, it erases the boundary of deference or respect, etc. Or if they're both incorporated in a third person. So again, achoyis isha, it means that somehow the two of them come back from the same root, and once again, it's the hemshich interacting with the shoresh. Also there's a bilas achoy sa'em and so on. And then he goes through different davar. We won't go through this paragraph. He goes through which ones did the Torah speak out, which did the Torah not speak out. What the reason? You know, the people that are frequent, so the Torah needed to say so. People less frequent and so on. Paragraph after. Kvar yedata sha'osel nahanes ve'erva leizis tachiya. We know that we can't gain anything from Arias. Afilibir Osayan. Let's just cash from Atzmoy. You can't even sort of just enjoy the looking and the seeing and so on. And this, he says, is why I think that Kloy Behema Asa. Lefishle is Oyer Ish Mimin Echod Livol Ish Mimin Eche Ala Roiv. And like Vilav Yadayim, Voishap Husim Molideha Pradim. Umasatash Yashpe Ishmi Soma Losai. Lemasha by a priest of Azus, Shemasatas Zachoi, Kotan Lassaisa. So he gives an interesting explanation about the Isser of Kelayim in animals. He says animals that are not of the same species will not naturally live with each other. The only way you can make it happen, like to give birth to a mule, where you have to mate a horse and donkey, is if you physically place one animal on top of the other animal. And there's something about that, he says, that a person is, the person is going and creating something counter to what the Torah wants, and the Dupi Yadayim, that's where the Issa comes from. He says, V'zeh inyo le'sachash b'shoy v'chamo yachtov, that's the reason why you can't work with two animals, because when you work them together, many times they'll come to live with each other, and that would be a problem. So he says the Issa rise of Eretz Kanaan. Bein Tamid Dvarav, he says, makes no sense. Kim Lishum is there. It's like Yaakov Amram. If you try the terrible Issa Arayas. Kim Lish Sovik Atumba Ramaisa Koil Bechorin and Mitzvahik Beretz Kanaan. He says the reason is they didn't keep it because the Torah wasn't given. Because you can't say that there's a difference in this between Eretz Kanaan and other countries. Not Kedush Arts and not Duda Arts. The Gamma Base Yaakov, Hoyasim Riva Ktatan Nesha Leva Rachel. Like a Sprach Rossak, you saw a Jucha Maget Sedek Dakirisha Shashiva Rishayim. He says, Zabana says the obvious did not keep all the mitzvahs, they weren't given all the mitzvahs, and to say that these mitzvahs applied only in Eretz Yisrael, not Chutzots, he feels it's impossible. The Lirmas Laze Kula Amra Teira Achre Issa Rais, Alte Tamu Bechol Elu, Bechol Elu Nitma Goyim. So he says that the male Eretz Yisrael was affected because they had become Tommy. So Barmanel is reinterpreting this a little bit, and he's saying that it's something which, it's not the pshat that was only Negea in Eretz Canaan, and that's why we're being told that now. It's Negea everywhere. Eretz Canaan is more sensitive to Kedusha, and that's why Eretz Canaan could possibly would throw them out, but not that it's only Negea there, like the other Rishayim learned. So we have here an interesting machlokes. Nezer says that Issa rises in Tzara Mokom, and he says that's impossible. It's just that in terms of reaction of Mokom, it depends where and what and so on. It leads to an interesting Shaila. Let's try to understand Devin Asa. We haven't brought him here, but Devin Asa brings him. What is really the reason why one would say it's totally Mokom? What is it about Eretz Yisrael that would Asa specifically crave him in our eyes, not in other places. The Marshal, let's just go, Eishes Ish, you see from the Torahs, obviously also everywhere. Eishes Ish, Paro and Avimelech, were both held to task for taking Avram's wife. So Eishes Ish was everywhere. The Krovim was only Eretz Yisrael. So we can go, let's try to revisit Eben Ezra. Eben Ezra says that it was only in the Gan Eretz Yisrael, and he has L'mayin of Kamina, it's not a mitzvah to Leviguf and so on. But the truth is, Eretz Yisrael has a special sensitivity that other umas, that other places don't have. And it's sensitive to Hashem Echad. It makes a lot of sense. Hashem Echad is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the way we see him, understand him. And if there's such a union, that's why it's so sensitive. This union of Arias, where he explains that Akash Baruch Hu made different mahalchim coming from him, different types, different families, and so on. And Kelayim, like he says in Torah Barbanel, is something which is a problem. When Ermeza says that Issa Arias mitzad amokum, I think he means these type of Arias, because Kelayim means to keep the Bria in the structure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for it, that each min stays by its own, each family unit, each part of family. Kelayim is a sort of redoing the Bria, doing it differently than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an Aveira that deals a lot with Kavana of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as opposed to, let's say, Eishes Ish, living with the Behema. But taking Krovim has to do a lot with understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yichud and so on. That's a sensitivity that Shaykh mostly to Eretz Yisrael, because in other Masolim, where everything happens through Sarim, so there is no clarity like of lineage where we say this is one min, this is another min, this is another min. When things become blurred, it's like a dog, Lahavtov adults with a pedigree, or a dog that just kind of a mongrel and whatever. Other countries, you don't see the Yad Hashem in the Bria specifically the way you do in Eretz Yisrael. So in other countries, you already have overlapping and a mishmash and so on. So this type of mitzvah is not so noticeable. It's not fundamental to the Bria. But taking that to Yisrael, where you have the clarity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the different minim that they created, there this would be more appropriate. That's a way of trying to understand it. Obviously, this has nothing to do with Halacha. Halacha, it is us everywhere. But it means that, A, until Halacha hadn't come around, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu was given the Torah, it wasn't. And also, it's more in the nature of the Torah, it doesn't make exceptions. And one something is to get one place, to get another place. But mitzad, what the Barmel is saying, or what the Eben Ezra is saying, mitzad the etzem teichen of Arias, it would fit for Eretz Yisrael as an aveir rather than Chutz Laaretz. Okay.